The rain falls hard on a humdrum town. The town has dragged me down. Another night alone with my demons and my old pal, Jack Daniels. I try to sleep, but what's the point? What's the point of anything anymore? 4 a.m. That was the time when the phone rang. If I had any sense in my brain, I would have sat back and let it ring. But then again, if I had any sense, then maybe my bank account wouldn't be looking so shabby either. I picked up the phone, and Jimmy T hit me with the lowdown. By the time I'd put down the receiver, I'd already been strapped into a roller coaster ride. Destination? Straight to hell. I was heading over to Sammy Two Spades' apartment on the Lower East Side. Jimmy T had warned me that the scene wasn't pretty. When I pulled up to the curb, the smell of death hit my nose like a wet fish. Hey Jimmy, what have you got for me?
Head inside and see for yourself, Lou.
I headed up the stairs. With every step, the stench of decay got stronger. By the time I reached Sammy's landing, I felt like I was about to pass out, and it wasn't just the whiskey. Although, that sure as hell wasn't helping. I opened the door. Jimmy was right. It sure wasn't pretty. Sammy Two Spades had been nicely cut up and spread across the room. Whoever did this to him sure didn't want him singing on the McWilson case. With him gone, all our leads were dead as Dwight D. Eisenhower. Too late to worry about that now. I've got to look for a clue.
A clue! A clue!
Maybe I have to look over by this chair. What do we have here?
A clue! A clue!
Underneath the chair is a yellow feather. I wonder what that could mean. Maybe I'll get out my handy-dandy...
notebook!
What else is around here?
Over there! Over there!
Over by the television set?
No, in the kitchen! In the kitchen!
I see. Over on the floor in the kitchen is a splinter of wood. I wonder what that could mean. I've got to find one more clue. Maybe I should have a look in the bedroom. Behind the table. No, nothing there.
The lamp!
There's nothing on top of the lamp.
No! Under!
Ah, under the lamp. There's a card with some writing on it. Okay, now to put these clues together. I think I need to sit down in this chair.
Sit down in a thinking chair and think. Our minds, take a step at a time, we can do anything that we wanna do. Okay, it's clue time.
Okay, who could be behind this crime? The villain left behind a yellow feather, a splinter of wood, and a card that looks like a driver's license. Who would carry these items? A car driving forest chicken?
No!
Silly?
No. Hang on a second. Dave Denman. The pimp wears a hat with a yellow feather, just like this one, and carries a cane made from this type of wood. And his name, address, and photograph are on the driver's license. Of course, Dave Denman would benefit from the death of Sammy Two Spades. Now to go and arrest the culprit. Dave Denman, you're under arrest for the murder of Sammy Two Spades.
Yeah, and I would've got away with it too, if it weren't for your meddling and your damn clues, Lou! God!
Yep, that's what they all say. They all say Lou's clues. So long, pal. You did your part, but you sure ain't smart. Send him to the Idaho State Penitentiary. We all know what happens there, don't we, kids?
Yay, sodomy!